In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gus was a good old friend of mine. Some of you may have heard stories. I hang out at the Senior Center quite a bit. And I meet a lot of people with fixed incomes. And a lot of us talk about the phone ringing. And some people answer it. And Gus got a call and he got an offer to save a lot of money on his credit card bills. It sounded too good to be true. But the guy on the other end of the line just kept working on Gus and convincing him, no, this is real, this is a good thing. So Gus went ahead and went along with the story. And before you know it, $10,000 was missing from Gus's checking account. And he couldn't get it back. It was gone, and the phone number that was used was gone. Gus was another victim. Gus wanted justice. He wanted to be restored, and he wanted the bad guy to do the same. If you listen to the news, there are stories, three, four, five, six stories a night, where somebody wants justice, and it's very, very hard to come by. Maybe a family member was murdered, and they never solve it. There's so many stories. It's hard sometimes to watch those who have the least chance of success being taken advantage of. It happened in the biblical days and it happens today. Our gospel lesson speaks of one of those who was not receiving justice. It reminds me of the story of the appointment of the first deacons, where Stephen and six others of good repute were appointed by the apostles to look after the feeding of the widows and the orphans. The Greeks complained because Greek women were not getting as much food as the Hebrew women. There was prejudice rampant among the people of the day, not unlike today. Remember how the Good Samaritan was looked down upon because he was from another nation? Our parable today is about a widow who is constantly begging a judge for justice. It never tells us why or what kind of justice. It's only justice against another human. We know from our history that a woman in those days was not considered a leader of society. In Hebrew law, she was nothing more than property. She was seeking justice from a judge who was characterized as being bad, not respecting people, not fearing God. This was someone in a position of authority who abused every bit of power that he was given. He didn't care about the people that came before him. He didn't care at all about their concerns. He didn't care about their property or their person. If the judge did not respect the men that came before him, what hope would this woman have? How discouraging this must have been. And yet she persisted in her demands despite discouraging results, and persisted and wore the judge down. Today, how many times do people advocate for justice for themselves or for someone else? We can see their despair, their discouragement. We read it in the news. We see it on Facebook posts. I've had occasion a few times in my life to sit in courtrooms and watch the parade of people that come through. People lament being cheated, lament being victimized, lament being harmed physically. They all form a continual parade looking for justice. They beg for justice. They provide evidence. They provide explanations. They provide witnesses. They all ask the authority for justice. Jesus concludes the parable by comparing this corrupt official unfavorably to our God, the Creator and the Provider, who does provide justice. He points out that if an uncaring, corrupt, self-centered, disrespectful kind of judge would answer requests to eventually help people, as he did the widow, how much more would our God the Father, who loves us, our God who created us, our God who has chosen us as his own, how much more would our God answer when he is called upon for justice? The Bible is full of God answering prayers. Look at the stories of healing that involved Jesus during his 3 short years of ministry. Look at the feeding stories where Jesus took the bread and the fish, looked to heaven, and then fed thousands of people. Jesus was clear in this parable. And it was only a parable, a story, so there was no widow in this case that needed justice. But God will grant justice to those who call on him day and night. Even today, God answers our prayers. And when prayers for justice are answered, then people today benefit. The justice granted can help repair relationships. And yet, in his final words in our text, Jesus asks the rhetorical question of if he will ever find faith in the people on earth. But we know that God will answer our prayers, even though there are many skeptics. Persistence. The old woman in the gospel tells us, persistence will see us through. And as we wait, we're filled with hope. Prayer can help us understand our neighbors from other lands. Prayer can help to open our hearts to give justice to them. We can help them in their quest to live in a free land. The Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service that's based right here in Baltimore, down on Light Street, does this work with our support. Other Lutheran organizations such as Lutheran World Relief and Lutheran Disaster Services are the delivery methods for those who pray for justice and for help when in times of devastation. God, indeed, answers prayer to those who need and who ask and who believe. He uses us to deliver the answers in the form of our help and our assistance together as we live our mission of telling God's love in our words and in our deeds for the sake of our risen Lord. Will you pray with me? Good and gracious God, we call you good because you care for us and love us, though we do not deserve it. We call you gracious because you give to us when it is not earned. We adore you for the love you show to the world. Grant everyone gathered here today or listening to this message over the internet, grant to everyone the sure hope of prayers answered. Grant us courage to support the unpopular ideals, to care for what are called the least of these. Grant us hearts to pray for the downtrodden, for the prisoners behind bars, and those that are prisoners within their own minds. Help us as we carry this message outwardly in our hearts, in our actions, to keep the faith of what we know is true, that you are our God and that you are there for all in time of need. The people of God come together and say, Amen. Amen.